your project now is called West London Today.
Yes.
This is a web project.
It's a web project.
And now West London obviously is a big area.
Yeah.
What have you decided to do? Have you decided to set up a range of small websites or one big one under the West
London umbrella? A lot of the neighbourhoods were being covered already.
By Neighbornet,
they seem to be the biggest player now, and I thought, I don't want to ape what they are doing. I don't want to use postcode domains. Let me just take the West London title, which would do a lot of magic in terms of SEO, but then there would be inherent problems for using a title as broad as that. It's not going to do justice to what I intend to do. I mean, that which is hyperlocal. If I continue to run under the West London umbrella, I need to drill down further.
Okay.
And that is the dilemma that I face now. There are a few ways that I can go about it. I can still retain the West London Today umbrella and then index things as I've been doing, index different neighbourhoods.
I mean, it's interesting you say that because, for instance, in West London now, we've got a very big shopping centre called Westfield, which has got an enormous cinema.
Yeah.
And I know that for a lot of reasons, like, big shopping trips,
mm-hmm.
and going to the movies,
yeah.
and to some extent, I think probably for a lot of people eating out, West London looks to that one centre. So I can see what you're talking about. You've got West London, and no doubt there are some things which, across your site, everyone on that site is going to be interested. But then I suppose we all live in a bit of West London.
That's true.
So what you also want is the specific, me and my locality, the news. What kind of things would you like to do in these kind of hyper-local areas that you're going to sort of umbrella to?
A lot of data-driven information would really open it up. You know, data about crime, data about property sales, data about Ofsted ratings for schools in the different neighborhoods.
Fix my street.
Yeah, fix my street. And the other reason why the West London Today umbrella still appeals a lot to me is that what Neighbornet is doing is really good. It's hyperlocal to its roots. But then there's also room in the field for a one-stop destination for people who live in all these different areas.
And it makes sense because someone might live in Greenford and work in Hammersmith.
I haven't given up on pursuing my hyperlocal dreams this way. Although I must hasten to add that the Neighbornet formula really interests me a lot as well.
I mean, you're at the stage now, aren't you, where you're trying to work out what platform to use.
Exactly.
Tell us a bit about where you are.
Where I am now with that. These are very fraught times, I tell you, because there's just so much out there. Should I go with Neighbornet and follow this there for... This is their formula.
Now, if you did that, presumably you would take a postcode that they aren't yet covering, would you?
Exactly. Well, as it would happen, I had an introductory meeting with the Neighbornet today. You know, they have this 3-word rule, as in they would stipulate that you, wherever the coverage is going to be based, has to be about 3 words. Because they have a research to back that, to say then you'll have enough households in those 3 words to generate advertising revenue and even to be able to find enough news to cover.
So your decision is, do you keep building West London Today as your own entity?
Yeah.
Or do you go in with Neighbornet?
With Neighbornet.
Get 3 wards.
Exactly. And
do
cover them.
3 wards it might be, yeah? Have you got?
So I was looking at going back to Brook Green again, or to move into Kensington. But Emma was quite, she saw what